doing the Chafetz Chaim in the Sfat Tamim, and we had learned the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had discussed from the book Shem Olam about why people are scattered in this exile, why people are always traveling so far away. And he said that the first cause is because people are looking for luxury. And so they travel all over and they think they'll make more money, and then they enter debt and they don't make more money. Until now, we've been discussing what happens when a person takes these luxuries and does not succeed to fund them. But what happens if he does? He makes the money to fund the luxuries. It's very common that even when he makes the money, he's not better off than he was earlier. What often happens is that people see they're making good money in a certain location, and they say this is a great place to live. And they ignore the fact that it might be a city where people are behaving very badly. It might be a city where their behavior is antithetical to Judaism. Nonetheless, if a person's getting rich there, he says, this is great. I have so many examples in my mind. I'm not sure it's right to say them. But tempted to say one, because there's one country where the citizens are very patriotic, the Jewish citizens are very patriotic, and in my mind that's the Sodom of today. But okay, we'll leave it for other people to say, not me. This is what our sages say about Lot. It says by Lot that he saw the fertile land by the Jordan. He saw how much money he could make in that area of Sodom and Amorah. And that's why the pasuk juxtaposes the fertility of that territory. And right away the Torah tells us, "Vanshei Sodom ra'im v'chatein." The Sodomites were so wicked and sinful. But what happens? Person's making good money. V'ram levavo. So he likes the place. He says, this is a great place to live. And then he becomes arrogant. And he leaves God out of the picture. He forgets God. He forgets where all the good's coming from. And he forgets what his plan was initially when traveling. When a person leaves, he very often says, I'm just going to make some money and then I'll get back. I'll be able to learn more, daven more, lead a normal life. The person always says, if I'll be successful, I'll have a little bit of success, I'll come back and grow in my spirituality. How many people have left this country? How many people leave Israel and say, I'm just going for a short while, I'm going to get a financial basis so I could come back. And so many of them don't come back. But what happens is, a person finds a location where he makes more money and he doesn't want to leave there. And he says, why should I be here all alone? Better I bring my family here. And he does that. He brings his small children, his older children. He says, everyone should come live by him. And you can understand what happens to them ultimately. Ultimately, the whole family is off the path. And this was our history in the last 50 years. You can see it. There were Jews who came off the boat in New York and said, once they made a little bit of money, they moved out to Long Island. They moved out to places where they had no shul, no community. They moved out to places that were affluent, places that supported their lifestyle. And then you started having the reform movement and conservative movement taking hold and saying, you guys need a shul, come drive to shul on Shabbos. You can't have your kids without anything. And their end, unfortunately, is well known. So this really played itself out in the last 100 years. We have thousands, probably tens of thousands of families that did just that. They went to places where they could make a living more easily, and they turned their back on Judaism, even though that wasn't their intent initially. People very often said, I'm just going to go make a little bit of money, and then I'll be able to move into the Jewish community. And they never came back. And then their children are gone. ונעשה אצלם הפקר חילול שבת ושאר עבירות כנשאר אנשי העיר. And what we unfortunately see, the Chafetz Chaim wrote this 100 years ago, but we've seen it in the last century happen so many times that people don't even think of desecrating Shabbos. And the mitzvos of the Torah they get trampled on. And what happens is this becomes the way of the family. The children have no concept. They grow up without a concept of Judaism. We see it here at Machon Meir every day. People come from families where they'll tell you, my grandfather moved to this place out in anywhere in the world. In Canada, in New York, in the Middle East, in the Midwest, all over. People come in and they say, yeah, this is what happened to their family. And what the parents are really doing is they're cutting their children off from the eternal life. But where did it all start? Where people wanted luxuries. A person, if he wasn't looking for luxuries, he wouldn't have had to travel away from a Jewish community, away from the path of truth. And his children and grandchildren and the whole family would have continued going in the way of Hashem. And, it's interesting, today was the Yahrzeit of my wife's grandmother. And today, my cousin's grandfather also passed away. Levi is going to be tomorrow. And those were two Jews who came off the boat without anything. They had the shirt on their back. And they came to communities that my wife's grandmother came to a community that the relatives looked at her and said, what are you keeping kosher for? Like they said to her, what do you need all this for? And she, as a young girl, she stood up against all that and said, no. This is my way. This is the way God wants us to live. And she stood up for it. And when you look at it, you say, wow, you know, this youngster changed a whole family. Today you have over 100 descendants from that grandmother, maybe even over 200. And I don't know where any of them would be if she hadn't made that choice. I'm remaining Orthodox. This is the way of life. And on the other hand, I had, when I was still teaching in high school, about 15 years ago, there was a woman who used to beg me. She said, I'll pay any amount of money. Very wealthy philanthropist. She said, I'll pay any amount of money. My grandson should marry a Jewish girl. Because she went out, she and her husband, to make money. And they lived in areas where they had no Jewish education for their kids. And by the time it hit their grandchildren, so the grandchildren were dating non-Jewish women. They had no concept of keeping Torah. So they made the decision. And this decision, that's what he's saying, it ends up being a long-term decision. It's where the whole family is going to be. It's not a decision of the moment. And he says this drive to live a luxurious life leads people to make wrong decisions. So this is going back to the point that he's stressing about honesty. And from honesty, he reached the point where people bend the rules for the sake of luxury. And now he's saying it can even reach a point where people destroy their whole future. They destroy their religious future for the sake of the luxuries they pursue. And that goes back to the key point he's stressing, that we have to train ourselves to lessen our pursuit of luxuries, to be content with life as is. We don't have to have every type of luxury.